KVAK interviewed the high school seniors once again. We will be airing these interviews during the month of May.
This is Lori Prox here with Brooke Parsons. Can you believe you're a senior?
Not really.
Well, you are. Tell us a little bit about your plans following graduation.
Well, I got accepted into the UAA program for social work, so I think I'm going to pursue that. And hopefully one day I'll open up my own alcohol and abuse counseling center for struggling teens.
Now, how did you come up with that? I know that you're involved in youth court.
I've always had a passion for helping younger kids, and I feel like drugs and alcohol is a huge issue in Alaska that really needs to be addressed.
I know you were involved in youth court, so how has that and other activities outside of school shaped you, or what have you learned from those?
Well, it's really awesome to being in youth court, seeing the different students that come through or the kids, and being able to help them, I find, is very awesome. And it's a good feeling, and we give them outlooks so they're not going back to their old ways.
All right. And do you have any advice for young kids coming up through the school system?
Definitely do your homework and don't stress the little stuff.
All right. And what have you enjoyed most about high school? What are you going to miss?
I'm definitely going to miss the closeness of everybody because you can be friends with anybody and it's okay.
See yourself in Alaska long term?
Yes. I want to continue my life in Alaska for as long as possible.
This is Ian Kavitek of KVK Radio with our next senior under the spotlight, Justin Johns. Now, Justin, you are graduating high school from Valdez here very soon. So how's it feel?
It's pretty exciting. It's kind of crazy that I got this far. I never thought I'd get this far. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, congrats to you for being able to graduate high school. So tell me, what are your plans for after you graduate?
As of now, I want to go to a maritime academy and then eventually work my way up to captain on a boat and then a pilot for tankers and whatnot going throughout ports.
And what helped you come up with the decision of going to the Maritime Academy as your next step in life?
I've always had a love for being on the water. So, I mean, I fish in the summer, so it's definitely something I've always wanted to do.
Well, seems like you're all set there. Now let's look back at your time in high school, and you were part of extracurricular activities such as football. So what lessons have you taken from those experiences?
They definitely taught me some leadership skills. Teamwork is a huge thing. And I've always, they're kind of like another family to me. I spent who knows how many hours with them. So it's pretty cool seeing that you can actually have a family away from your other family.
And also, how's it feeling knowing that you will not be joining them this next football season?
It's pretty sad. I mean, it's definitely something that I wanted to continue, but never got the opportunity, so.
Well, what would you say were your favorite memories here at VHS?
Definitely being part of the football team. That was my favorite part.
And finally, do you have any advice for the underclassmen that you will be leaving that are still in high school?
Yeah, keep working hard. It's pretty easy. I mean, you shouldn't have to struggle too hard in high school, so you'll be fine.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harrison and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.